It was 1959 when I moved up to Hatfield. Well, I worked on Hatfield to St Albans and Hatfield to Luton, but we went through to Lane Buzzard on other lines, you see, that come from the other direction off the West Coast main line. Well, it was on a single line and it was uphill from Hatfield, and then when you got to, there was a coal yard at the top of this incline, and that's where we used to stop, and we used to shunt the coal yard, take the empties out and put the loaded in. Then we used to carry on to the banana factory. This was a big war, pre-war, big freezing place where they used to keep bananas. And then we'd go forward down to St Albans. We'd shunt that yard there, and that had got munitions from the war. Yes, a man, you know, used to store the old trucks and that and sell spare parts. And then we went further on then down to St Albans, I think it was East, St Albans East, and run round the train. And if there was any goods to go forward to Hemel Hempstead, we used to leave them down there. And if there was any to come back to Hatfield, we'd pick them up and carry on up to the munitions yard. And we'd do the shunting in the munitions yard. You see, if there was any wagons that he wanted to take away empty, or some loaded, he used to have some loaded things, a truck to take somewhere else, then we used to go pick up a wagons at the banana factory. And then we used to go down to the coal yard, pick our empties up and take them forward to Hatfield. And we used to have to cross over the main line at Hatfield into the up yard and dispose of a train there. And then we'd leave the train there, and then we'd cross over the main line again and go into the shed and dispose of the engine. I used to have to chuck all the clinker out that was stuck to the bars, chuck that out, just leave enough fire in to keep the thing in steam, ready for the next day, because you kept your same engine. When you started on a Monday, you kept the same engine, you'd done the same job for a week. And then I'd rake the ash pan out, and lift the damper open at the back and the front, and rake all the ashes out, open the smoke box door, and throw all the ashes that had settled in the smoke box, and used to put it then in the sidings, and it was there for till the 10 o'clock man come, and then he used to shunt the engines in order what they went out the following morning. And that used to, because the shed, we'd got a short road for the fitters road, and it had got a long chute, as we called it, where they could put it, go through the shed down into the sidings, and then they'd all be in order ready for men coming in the morning, because the men started, first shift started 3 o'clock time in the morning, and the last time the engine went off was 8 o'clock time in the morning, and then there was a 10 o'clock one, you see, so he'd be like furthest away down the shed. Yeah, and that's what we used to do. There used to be six lines in between Hatfield and Wenningarn City. There was the single line, and then the slow road and the main line, then the up main, the up slow, and then the up goods. Well, we used to go to Wenningarn City, and we used to have to get a move on there, because we'd got that bank that would go round a curve up through the woods, and if there were leaves on the trees, it used to slip, you know, and they had to shut the regulator and open it again till we got up, because and the load was only equal to 16 wagons. That's all we had. It wasn't many, was it? But there was one or two trains that used to follow us, because we used to go down then through Wheat Hampstead. That was up over a knob there, and then it used to drop down all of a sudden, that did. And we followed the River Lee till we got to Loon Hoo, and then we crossed over the River Lee with a bridge, and we run alongside the St Pancras Nottingham line then. It did. There was a wall up, and we used to run alongside there down to Luton, and then we used to shunt about at Luton a bit, because there was a coal yard there with a pilot that used to do the work. Well, we used to leave his wagons there, and then we used to go into the station, get water, and probably have a bit of snap there, and then we used to carry on to Dunstable. And just depends what type of train you got. You could either stop at Dunstable, Vauxhall Works, and put coal off there for them, and then we used to go through to Dunstable itself, because there was two stations at Dunstable. I can't remember the first one, but I know the second one was Dunstable. And then we used to run round there, and there used to be stabled some carriages there at Dunstable, the 8-coach locals. That was the 8-coach, and if we'd got the engine, we used to go on to the 8-coach local and make a train to Luton, Hatfield, up to King's Cross, down to Morgate, run round, come out again from Morgate, up the smoke, as we called it, and put our coaches in Finsbury Park ready for the afternoon, you see. And then we used to take the engine onto King's Cross Steam Depot, and then that was our finish job, because we walked to King's Cross from King's Cross locomotive shed. We used to walk from there up to King's Cross station, catch a train home to Hatfield, and that was our job done. I haven't told you about Hartford Line yet, have I?
No.
Through Gold Coal Green. Well, we used to have a job at the Ashes, what we call the Ashes. There were big wagons that brought the refuge rubbish from Ashburton Grove. You've heard of it now, it's the football ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they used to bring six of these. They were bogey wagons, you know, big long ones, and they used to be full of this rubbish, sheeted down, smell a bit in the summer. But we used to take those to Wellingarden City, cross over the line, and go on the other side of the line up onto the Hartford branch. And when we was on the Hartford branch, we used to take these wagons that they had left. We'd gone light engine from Hatfield, by the way, to Wellingarden City to wait for this train to come, because the big engines weren't allowed on them branch lines because they was too heavy, and there wasn't the room, if you know what I mean, for them to get under the bridges. And we used to take these six rubbish wagons to a tip. I think it was Ollingworth, something like that it was called. I can't remember the name. And we used to go there. We'd got a token, and we used to stop at the sidings. It was facing us, siding us, and the guard used to come up, open the with the key, the locking mechanism, with a key, and they used to pull the side in, so points. They used to pull the points, so we'd go into the rubbish tip. We went into the rubbish tip right to the dead end, then we used to have to run them up, because the rubbish tip was getting higher then, in my particular day, and we used to back them up to the crane. There was a crane that unloaded them. And then when they'd we used to leave them there, because then he'd got a loop at the top there where they'd emptied the previous day wagons, and we used to bring them down, put them on the train, on the brake that stood inside. We used to, guard had shut us in there, you see, and we used to have a snap in there before we went through to Hartford. And we went through to Hartford North and left these six wagons for somebody else to pick up. And we'd come back light engine to Hatfield Depot. And that was one day, that was day's work.
Okay, is that it for the trains?
No, when we used to get to Hartford North, we used to have to go down with some goods wagons that had been left by previous trains, coal. We used to have coal. Used to take it down, and that used to go to Battersea, that did. I used to take it and leave it inside of the canal. And the crane used to unload it and put it in the barges, of course. And then we used to go through to Hartford East, run round the empties, and then bring them back to Hatfield. And that was another job, one of our day's work.